o'clock hour of real life Wilde and Tausch, not virtual reality. Dude, I'm, yeah. Did you ever see the movie Wall-E?
No.
With the little robot guy?
Is that the robot, like, E.T. type of dude?
I could see how you would compare him in some small way to
E.T. Yeah, I think I have seen one of those, yeah.
Right, and this everybody gets fat and does virtual reality and doesn't actually exercise or do anything. Now, your idea, at least I'd be swinging a virtual bat against Calvin Schiraldi. Right? That's your plan?
Well, you'd be... So, you're more likely... You're basically more coaching. Like, you're calling the pitches. You're calling that. That's more in
line. I feel like they've had
that. You're not actually throwing.
I remember having... when Paula's nephews and niece would come over, we got a PlayStation 2 way, way, way back when, right? That technology's been far surpassed now. But there was a game... help me out here if you're a gamer. There was a game called NFL Coach. Like, I think Bill Cowher was the cover guy. Like, you're expecting Christian Watson to someday be on the cover of Madden. This was, like, Wooly, have you heard of this? Like, you didn't play the game. You were a coach.
I have heard of it. I never played this game. I've only played, like, Madden and the college football video games. I've heard people like this game. It was, like you said, PS2. So, once again, a little before my time, unfortunately.
God,
still
so
under 25.
Young.
I know.
So young.
I know. A lot of promise left in this body. But
I like production more than potential.
Well, sorry. There's a lot of production still coming in potential.
That's what I've heard.
But Bill Cowher, the coach video game, I've heard of it. There's a lot of, like, games like that now in Madden. You kind of do the same things where you build your roster, kind of play the GM role more. This coaching like style of like a video game doesn't totally exist anymore. I think people want a little more interactive.
They want to be throwing the football.
Exactly.
They want to be catching the football.
Yes. In the 1982 World Series or Super Bowl.
But they are. They're changing. They're calling the pitch. They're doing that. And Calvin Schiraldi is the one pitching. But you're Calvin Schiraldi.
Can we get Calvin Schiraldi on the show? What is he doing
nowadays? It's a weird dynamic, no question.
It is. All right.
Moving on. I think it's time to move on.
Yes, in the words of Brian Gumble. Let's move on. And let's move on. Wooly teased it. He is under 25 for another 30 days or maybe a little bit less. But apparently, as Tausch pointed out, it is July. And so we've got some listicles. Big on the listicles. And one of them is the top 25 NFL players under the age of 25. Or, because otherwise Jordan Love can't be on the list, 25 now. Because Jordan Love is 25. So they ranked the top 25 players who are 25 years old or under, which... they need to change their graphic because this says top 25 players under 25, and that's not true. Would you like to guess, A, where Jordan Love ranked, and
sure.
B, how many of his teammates joined him on the list?
Well, you teased, so I'm assuming it's not a ton outside of Jordan. But I would think Jordan's probably a top 5 or 6 guy on this. I don't even know who else. Does C.J. Stroud come ahead of him? Quarterback-wise, that would be it. There's no other quarterbacks that are going to be ahead of Jordan.
Clearly, some people disagree with you. All right. Here are the top 10 players aged 25 or under, according to the 33rd team. See when you get to Jordan Love. Number 10, Kyle Hamilton, safety, Baltimore. Number 9, Amon-Ra St. Brown, wide receiver, Detroit. Number 8, Jamar Chase, wide receiver, Cincinnati. Number 7, C.J. Stroud, quarterback, Houston.
Oh, wow.
Number 6, Brock Purdy, quarterback, San Francisco.
Okay.
Number 5, CeeDee Lamb, wide receiver, Dallas. Number 4, Sauce Gardner, cornerback, New York Jets. Number 3, Penei Sewell, offensive tackle, Detroit. Number 2, Micah Parsons, defensive end, the Dallas Cowboys, and the number one ranked player 25 years old or younger in the NFL is Justin Jefferson, wide receiver, Minnesota.
So wow. Jordan Love is not top 10?
He is 12th after Aiden Hutchinson at 11th.
Yeah, I don't, I mean, again, it's a list. It's, you know, there's
July.
A lot of good players on that list.
And Brock Purdy.
And I can't, in all honesty, if you called Kyle, you have Kyle Shanahan's number. Do you have his number on your phone?
I have it from when he was an assistant. I don't know if it's still the same cell phone number that he has currently.
I would bet if you said, hey, this is not for public consumption.
Just for me to tell Tausch.
To anybody. If you could choose right now between having Brock Purdy or Jordan Love lead your team for the next 5 years at the same salary, $50 million a year, let's say, where is Kyle Shanahan going? Which way is he picking? Because I can assure you, Matt LaFleur would tell you Jordan Love and he wouldn't even blink.
Correct.
Kyle Shanahan believes he probably would have to tell you this, but if he got full-on immunity from saying it, he would tell you, no, of course I'd take Jordan.
It's not possible that he knows Brock Purdy so well and he wants someone who's that he knows because of the years now that he's had with him that he wouldn't say Brock Purdy and actually mean it. Because if you're saying talent-wise, you don't believe it's close.
No, it's
Jordan
not.
Love is far more
and
talented.
And he knows that.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's fair.
And by the way, Kyle Shanahan knows that too. And I would be shocked if he didn't. Now, if you want to talk to D'Amico Ryans, I think he would tell you Stroud and he'd believe it. And I think that would be, I bet if you polled, since this is the polling time of the year too, everybody's polling everybody on everything.
Yeah.
If you're polling NFL executives, I would bet C.J. Stroud would be ahead of Jordan Love right now. Because he's a little younger. And I think they also realize you have to pay him for a few more years. That also plays into it. Brock Purdy is a really good player with San Francisco under these circumstances. I don't believe when you're going to have to pay him and you don't have the left tackle and you're not going to have Debo and you're not going to have Kittle. Let's see how that goes because I saw that movie last year. I saw that movie up close for 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And it was borderline a horror movie for the San Francisco 49ers. Borderline. Not quite, not Exorcist, more like Scream. There was some funny parts. And the movie didn't like totally freak you out, but you saw enough to know this ain't going to work. That's what this was last year. And that's where I think there's still going to be skeptics of Brock Purdy, even though I think he is a nice, solid NFL quarterback. His upside is not where Jordan Love and C.J. Stroud's are.
So the only quarterbacks on this list are Brock Purdy at 6, C.J. Stroud at 7, Jordan Love at 12, and Trevor Lawrence at 25. Now, again, you know, I got to do a fact check. Is Tua older than 25 already?
I don't think so.
Hold on, as I fire up the Google machine, he's 26, so he's not eligible. So there you go. I don't know where he'd fall if he was 25 still. I'd be curious how many people would rank him in front of Jordan Love. Guy had a pretty darn good statistical season last year. I didn't watch a lot of Dolphins games. But I do think it's interesting that Trevor Lawrence, who just got paid the Bonco dollars that he got paid, is 25th, and he's behind Purdy and Stroud and Love just in this age group alone at the quarterback position, which is the most important position in the game. I want to break down all the other Packers that are on the list. We will do that. Jerry Odd with a text message that now disappeared from the video. There it is. How do we think one Jesse Nelson would do in the virtual reality pickleball circuit since he's already mastered the real-life version? Would you play virtual pickleball, and would that help your knee some?
I don't think it would help your... I don't know how virtual pickleball would be played. And, no, that's the beauty of pickleball. You don't need it to be virtual.
Yeah, you can play it in a chair, from what Homer says.
Calvin Schiraldi's 92-mile-an-hour splitter. Okay.
I don't think Calvin Schiraldi ever threw 90. I don't think he was throwing 92-mile-an-hour splitters. I think you got him confused with John Smoltz, who you might also have confused with John Schmoltz. I want to get to the rest of the Packers on this list of the
I'll say this before you go, and I know baseball is not a monster part of this, but I just saw a stat yesterday that, and I believe it was Tony Gwynn, who is my guy.
Like
Tony
him,
Gwynn,
yeah.
Nikola Jokic, those are my alter egos in sport. Okay? Pete Rose would have to go.
Because they're both they were both a little heavier set, too, in addition to what they do? Okay. Oh,
I believe Pete Rose would have to go 425 for 425. His next 425 at-bats, he'd have to get a hit every time to have the same batting average as Tony Gwynn.
That's
Isn't
a good
that
one.
An amazing
there's
stat?
Also that there's also that strikeout statistic about him with Greg Maddux, might have been Schmoltz, Tom Glavine. There's like this long list of great pitchers, and they struck him out like a combined like four times or something preposterous. So we'll check out those Tony Gwynn stats. As two huge Tony Gwynn fans, RIP Tony. I don't know. Does Wooly know who Tony Gwynn is?
I am familiar with the legend from San Diego State, yes. I do know Tony Gwynn.
All right, good. Somebody's taught you well. All right, we will get to the other Packers on the 33rd team's list of the best players 25 and under in the National Football League. It'll be a short conversation. Next, it's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Switch on the sky and the stars glow for you. Go see the world because it's all so brand new. Don't close your eyes because your future's ready to shine. It's just a matter of time before we learn how to fly. Welcome to the rhythm of the night.
Continuing our conversation from the 33rd teams. 25 best players in the NFL, 25 years old or younger. Time now to list the other Packers that made this list. Wooly, drum roll, please.
Oh, that hockey doesn't work anymore. All right, Jesse Nelson. Thank you for that. I appreciate that, Jesse. Always making sure to put others in the best positions to succeed.
Wow.
Look. Well,
you didn't think Jesse'd be taking this much shrapnel from Wooly.
I sure.
Wow.
I usually wouldn't. But Jason, in the break, asked, hey, you got a drum roll sound effect ready? I said, yep, it's right here. I see it on Jesse's hockey page. And just no sound. Nothing came out.
I take the responsibility.
How about a wow? No. Do you have that wow?
Wow.
Do you have the wow?
Wow.
I do have that. And then it's not even a wow.
Yeah, well, now, as good as a drum
this
roll.
Is literally completely ruined what I was going to do.
Unfortunately.
And to be clear, I wanted to make sure that I put Wooly in the best position possible. I didn't want to call for a drum roll if he didn't have it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really nice of you.
That's the kind of guy I am most
Turns
of the time.
Turns out it didn't matter.
Yeah, well, when you got Jesse Nelson.
So
he's in the office today, by the way. He's here now.
That's a terrible drum roll.
Oh, perfect.
Thanks for stopping by, Jesse.
Good to have you.
What was that walk? If you're watching on the video stream,
that's a waddle.
He kind of oompa loompa'd his way into the studio.
It's a waddle.
That's accurate.
All right. Well, since your hotkey doesn't work, you can't listen. We're criticizing you, and you can't hear it. It's the best possible format for us. So here is the list of Packers who are on this list of the best 25 players in the NFL age 25 or younger. We said Jordan Love. Who else?
Mm-hmm. Zach Tom.
No.
All right, so let's, before you reveal, who do you believe should be on this list?
I think Jaden Reed should be on this list.
Got to see a little bit more, no?
Well, I'm not saying he should be up with CeeDee Lamb and Ja'Marr Chase and Justin Jefferson. But I think when you lead a team in receiving, receiving yards, receptions, tie for the team lead in touchdown catches. I think you're sneaking onto the bottom of the list. Yes, I do. Now, I understand.
How old is Rashawn Gary? Is Rashawn Gary 25 and younger?
I think he's older. He is older. Rashawn Gary misses this list. He is 26. So he's not eligible.
Okay.
But they got, I mean, it's if I were to read all the players that are 25 and younger on this roster, I would then say, take care, be good, because the show would be over. That's how many guys they got that are 25 and under on this team.
Yeah, I believe as long as Zach Tom is 25 years or younger, and I think he is.
He's 25. Sure. He is. You are so absolutely right.
He should be on that list. Outside of that, I don't. You sent this last night, and I was thinking to myself, does this mean that, look, I've been raving about Goody's draft? He's got all these young players, and we can't get anybody else in the top 25 of the 33rd or 38th or whatever.
It's a lot of numbers.
Grouping does this.
Calvin Schiraldi's 92-mile-an-hour splitter.
The bottom line is, just like the Packers have said all offseason, they got to prove it more. I know Jordan Love, you say, well, he's only played 1 year. Fair. Well, he's a quarterback. You're just judged differently. Get over
it. Okay. All right.
The wide receivers, we need more. You don't need to put Jaden Reed up in that group. I think that that's where he's trending? 100%. And what will this list look like next year? When you have all this potential for these younger players, I think one of the tight ends from Green Bay, I don't even know which one, if it's going to be Musgrave or Kraft, I think one of those guys could easily be on this list next year.
So let me give you some of the...
I think you could also look at I think Edgerrin Cooper could be somebody that takes that big leap and, whoa, where did he come from? Cassell, super excited about Bullard. All of these players that have not even played... They're not going to be on there, but these first-year guys that are going into their second year, let's see a little bit more before you're listing them up.
All right, so there's one player that we haven't mentioned yet that I want to do. But let me give you a few of the luminary names of guys that fit the bill right now, some of whom will not fit the bill a year from now when they do the same thing. Christian Watson is 25.
Yeah, he's not going to do it.
Nope. Zach Tom is 25.
He should be on the list.
Josh Myers is 25.
He's not
Jordan, be on the list. Jordan Love is 25.
He's on the list.
He is on the list. Rashid Walker is 24. I'm not saying
not
he should
yet.
Be on the list. I'm just giving you the bigger names that are in this age group. Okay,
yeah,
that's all.
I'm basically doing my yes sir, no sir, but I'm just doing it.
Yes sir, no sir. Jaden Reed is 24.
Not yet.
All right, there's another 24-year-old I want to mention. I'm going to save him for the end. Romeo Doubs is 24.
I actually thought he's not going to be on the list because I think we undervalue him here.
No doubt.
As a group that covers this team extensively. So nationally, everybody views him. He has gotten viewed in the, I believe, wrong light. And I think he'll emerge this season. And we're all going to be looking back and saying, well, how'd we miss this?
Yeah, you're right.
Well,
very fair.
Old T is going to say, well, Old T said on 7-9 of 2024 at 10:32, be careful. Beware of a Dobinator. Beware of Dobinator. Dob it up. I think people are going to be dobbing when it becomes October.
Thank you for marking the tape in real time. A few more of the 25 and under players that could someday be on this list that are not currently. Your guy Carl Brooks is 24. My guy Dontavion Wicks is 23. Lucas Van Ness is 23. Luke Musgrave is 23. Marshawn Lloyd is 23. Tucker Kraft is 23. So those are all the guys. If you skip the rookie class, because I'm not putting any rookie who hasn't played a snap in the NFL on the list. But here's a 24-year-old that I thought would be on the list.
X.
Xavier McKinney.
Yeah.
So the fact that no one other than Jordan Love is on this list, and Xavier McKinney is not, the $67 million man, it did
caused me to ask myself, have I gotten carried away with how star-spangled awesome this young roster is? That, okay, at least also, in this list, they didn't make.
Let's also not call, and this is something you and the media do. His contract is worth $67 million. What is his guaranteed money? How much are the Packers actually paying?
It's like 28 or something like that.
So you call him a $28 million man because that's what he'll probably get, and then they'll either redo it or, you know, that's how this works.
Okay.
But I had questions. Everybody has been raving about him, the fact that he was a captain. But I'm always leery, and I don't know how many times I have to say this, when a team doesn't keep a young stud that's at a position. Now, I know they're paying him a lot. I get all that. But I don't know if they even used the franchise tag. They could have tagged him if they really wanted to keep him.
They could have, yeah.
They did not. And maybe they used it on somebody else that I'm not remembering. I know it wasn't Daniel Jones or Saquon. So I think everything has been he's awesome. He's going to be great for this defense. And, man, I hope that's the case. But always wonder when a team lets a young talent that is a superstar or great walk out of their building for really nothing. I'm always wondering, why would they do that?
And
there
the
has to be a reason.
And the explanation the Giants GM gave is that he does not believe that position is a premium position. Now, at the 11th hour, the Giants did try to pay him, but I think it might have been a little bit like the, we offered Devontae Adams more money than the Raiders did.
Routine. That whole thing with the Giants are on some Hard knock show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing, and it was all off season. I'm guessing we'll get a little more insight into that.
Yeah,
because I just saw that their coach said he could run a 7.040, and it was on there with Schoen or whatever his name is. So I'm guessing, watch that. And I think you get a little more insight into why X is a Packer and not a New York Giant.
Yeah. We'll continue this conversation coming up.
Jason, if I'm correct, that gives you pause to wonder, well, how impactful is he going to be if nobody else feels that
way? I was just surprised. That was the one name. I agree with you on Zach Tom, but I would say that we probably, as the opposite of his fellow fourth-round pick from that class, we underestimate how good Romeo Doubs is. I'm not saying we overestimate how good Zach Tom is. I think we overappreciate him because, let's be honest, not a lot of people are paying attention to him league-wide as closely as a show that features two right tackles during different portions of the week. So I think we have a greater appreciation for him. I think that's kind of the part of it there. What I know
Penei Sewell is on there.
He is. You're right.
And he deserves to be, too, FYI.
Agreed. So, speaking of appreciation, Sydney and I, on our way to softball last night, swung by Quick Trip. And once again, we got some fruit. We got the tasty smoothies. It was a great snack before the game. And it's a great stop for you as well.
In the summer, there is nothing quite like a stop at Quick Trip. And while I'm on the road, get an ice cold, refreshing drink, like an ice cold Coke. And this summer just got a whole lot cooler with the Quick Trip and Coca-Cola. They got a fun little game that we're playing. It is the Coca-Cola Summer Cash Grab Pull Tab game. You can do it daily this summer in your Quick Rewards app. Enter to win the weekly winner drawing where Quick Trip is giving away a total $500,000 this summer. 10 weekly winners get $25,000 each, and one final week winner gets $250,000. 500 grand given away just for playing the Coca-Cola Summer Cash Grab Pull Tab game on the Quick Rewards app. Can even earn extra chances to win by using your Quick Rewards every time you purchase Coke, Monster Energy, Powerade, Body Armor, Smart Water, or Core Power Elite products. Download the Quick Rewards app today. See quicktrip.com/sweepstakes for full details.
Wow.
Can I throw out the first pitch, too, or is that not related to this anymore?
I think that's also available.
All right. We will shift gears. There's another power ranking that, you know, Jesse, for a guy who loves Power Ranking Tuesday, it's also interesting that he's choosing not to be part of this, other than when he Oompa Loompa'd his way into the studio briefly. There's another list that caught Jesse's and Wooly's attention, and now it's caught mine as well. We'll talk about that next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
What's up, Madison? It's head coach Kelly Sheffield.
Wisconsin proved they were the number one team in the country tonight.
You're listening to Madison's new home for Wisconsin Badger Volleyball, 100.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
I remember the nights when we were young, dumb, and wild and free. When I closed my eyes, I could see you in my sweatshirt. Dancing around that college bar. These days I don't know where you are.
All right, here is our next 25. This one's under 25. So if you're 25, you're not eligible for this. And Jesse calls Aaron Schatz, who did this for the ESPN Plus page, a nerd, which I thought was unnecessary in the rundown.
So wait, Jesse called him a nerd?
Yeah, it says it right here, right here. This is how he describes.
How does that old saying go about a pot and a kettle? And yeah.
Aaron Schatz is one of the analytics nerds at ESPN, and he has put together a secret formula to rank NFL rosters based on their under 25 talent heading into this season. I say this very cautiously. Wooly, drum roll, please. Tausch, where do you think the Packers rank in terms of their under 25 roster on analytics nerd Aaron Schatz, as Jesse calls him, in his formula?
No drum roll again.
Oh, we want another
one? Well, you gotta tell him you want.
Well, you just asked for a drum roll, did you not? Or am I
he did it. You missed. You apparently weren't listening.
Oh,
got caught up in the formula, obviously.
Clearly.
It's so
nothing sexier than formulas. Yeah.
Yeah,
where do you think the Packers rank, Tausche?
Under 25, I would say they should be second.
Hmm. Well, hey, drum roll, please. They're not first. They're not second. They're not third. They're not fourth. They're not fifth. No, they're not sixth. They're not seventh. They're not eighth. They're ninth.
So, I got a hard time getting my head wrapped around this. So, we now have went through two different lists from two different publications.
Indeed.
On where people are. And all I've heard all offseason is the Packers are going to be a team to reckon with. Maybe not this year, but they're going to be a playoff contender. They're going to be fighting with the Lions for the division, and they're going to be right there. And they have the best quarterback outside of Patrick Mahomes, and he's going to be worth all this, and blah, 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 blah. Great young roster. Goody's great. But yet, nobody's on a list, and nobody has got us in the top 10 from a young standpoint. What are we optimistic about then on the outside? Like, why is everybody feeling the way that they're feeling if nobody's feeling about this?
So, I always like to say that because we pay such close attention to this team, it's our team to cover, we both see its flaws more clearly than other people do, but we also get more excited about certain aspects of these teams because we're closer to them. Again, Aaron Schatz points out that the three players that would have graduated out of this equation this year, 25-year-old Jordan Love, 25-year-old Zach Tom, and soon-to-be 25-year-old Christian Watson, who I think will be 25 once the season starts or early in the season. The only blue-chip player under 25 that Aaron Schatz lists here is Jaden Reed, which, again, what is the deal with Xavier McKinney? Like, am I? Because everything I have heard, and not just from people that work for the Packers, is that they think that in this system he could really, 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 really be good. Why it's so hard to put him on these lists? I mean, he doesn't even get mentioned.
Well,
Tucker Kraft gets
Walker
mentioned, and he doesn't.
By the way, Quay Walker, Devontae Wyatt. Again, I don't know if they're 25. I think
Quay
they
Walker
are.
Is 24. Let me check on. I have to think Devontae
Wyatt's less. He's drafted a year after that. Man, maybe maybe outside NFL experts that do this on a regular basis.
Wyatt is 26.
So how?
He and Quay Walker are in the same draft class, but he is 26.
All right, so Wyatt would have been on there if it wasn't for the age part.
Yeah,
no, he
right.
would not have been.
No.
I am...
are we getting a reality check
Xavier
here?
The Xavier McKinney part of this is super... It's a great question. And I hope he's taking notes. I hope he's like Joker and a lot of these other players where they write
Christian
Yelich,
keep
these receipts.
Keeping receipts. Yeah.
Yelly. Because it doesn't seem as if people are as high on him as, obviously, Goody and the Packers' front office is. So maybe the Packers, everything has been so positive. Everything. And then you start analyzing it, and you think, well, maybe it's just the sum is greater than the parts, which is, you know, that's what you hope for. But the fact that all of these players have been left off or not thought of makes me wonder, what are we so uber optimistic about then from a national standpoint? I know why we are. I understand we see this, and I think we all anticipate the growth that we saw last half of the season to continue on. But the Xavier McKinney left being shut out on this is super interesting to me because typically – once you get that fat payday, then everybody's like, oh, well, yep, he's right there. Yep, that's where it should be. And that is not what we're seeing, which makes me ponder why.
I guess the Xavier McKinney part that I don't understand is that he did have success with the Giants. Like, he wasn't like, it's not like they overpaid a guy who didn't do anything for them. Like, I think he went to a Pro Bowl. I understand the Pro Bowl is not the end all be all measure of whether guys are good, but he was a second round pick. It's not like he was, you know, one of you guys that had to prove that it, as a day three pick, I'm really good. But he doesn't even get mentioned. Tucker Kraft gets mentioned. Rashid Walker got mentioned by Aaron Chess. Now, maybe, and I'm not going to cast aspersions and call him an analytics nerd, but maybe Aaron Chess just didn't think about him. Maybe, right? Like, we're all human. I've made plenty of mistakes in my career. So maybe he just didn't consider him. But I am really surprised by this because it sure sounds to me like the Green Bay Packers not only expect but are going to require Xavier McKinney to be, as the kids like to say, Wooly, him on defense. Now, could this list also change if the change in defense leads to Quay Walker being a far better player than he's been his first two seasons? Absolutely. He belongs in that let's keep an eye on him part of the list as well. Totally agree. I am skeptical. I'm hopeful if I'm a Packers fan, but a little bit skeptical as well. So I'm eager to see what he does. Devontae Wyatt, he's not 26, he's not 25, he's 26 as we established. But he's another guy that if he's not better in this system, then we start having a different conversation about that draft.
No, I mean, this will be a make or break year, I think, for both him and Quay. I think if you're asking me who's the maker breakers this year, those would be my two guys.
Yep.
There's other players that you every year you're evaluated. Josh Myers would be right there too, but I think that's kind of baked into the cake already with what I think is going to happen with him.
So
unless something major changes, Quay I think can go from he's talented to he's our guy. He is fits perfectly with what we're doing. He could still be one of those core guys moving forward. Devontae Wyatt could be. And the fact that he's 26 makes me skeptical that he will be because, as I've stated before, I think getting that second contract is going to get much more difficult here in Green Bay, especially if they're going to pay Jordan Love $60 million a year and if they're going to pay – Zach Tom, 25.
Yeah.
Something's got to give. And you know where it usually gives? Well, we can replace this guy at this price point for the lot younger version. Let's just go ahead and do it. And I think quarterback, O-line, and what they do at receiver, going to be really interesting. And I still think the waterfall of what the Packers' mindset's going to be will be shown by what they do with Kenny Clark. That will be your first litmus test on how this shakes out. I would think if he's not signed before the Brazil trip to Philly, you can basically say, good on you, Kenny. It's going to be your last year here in Green Bay.
Remarkably, he's only 28, so he barely missed this list, and he's entering like his ninth NFL season.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was interesting. Johnson & Sons Paving, a leader in that industry. I'm guessing that they've got a lot of under 25 talent on their roster because they brought in a 47-year-old for a very short stint on their team.
Yeah, they like youth, but they love experience. 2 decades of experience for most of their cats that work there, and summer's here. And before you're going to know it, it's going to be prepping for wintertime, and Johnson & Sons Paving wants to make sure you're ready by remembering the 3 R's of parking lot and asphalt maintenance. Reseal every 2 to 3 years. Repair when you see signs of cracking or potholes, and replace if there's constant standing water, warping, buckling, or sinking. Don't scare those customers or tenants with a bad parking lot. Connect with Johnson & Sons Paving today to fix those minor repairs before they become huge headaches. Visit JohnsonAndSonsPaving.com right now to schedule an appointment.
We will continue this conversation next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
On the air, on demand, on social, on Wisconsin Sports. Serving Wisconsin sports fans, this is 100.5 ESPN.
So I just posed this question on the Wilde and Tausch Twitter feed. So the 33rd team doesn't have any Packers other than Jordan Love on their top 25 players, 25 and under. As Jesse calls him, analytics nerd, Aaron Schatz, who I don't think would appreciate that. And nor do the people of 565 Analytics, based on some of the information I'm getting out of that their headquarters, calling people analytics nerds. He didn't have the Packers any higher than ninth in terms of their 25 and under roster. And they got a lot of guys 25 and under. So the question, maybe this is a poll question since you're telling me it's poll season. Are we overvaluing the Packers' outstanding young roster, or are these people just sleeping on the Packers' young roster?
What's it's more a likely? Really good question. Yeah, and I think I'm guessing our fans will say sleeping, and nationally, you know, who knows? I think, and thanks, Wooly, for putting that up. Georgian in Florida. Said the national media always underestimates the Packers. It's always Chiefs, Dallas, or Niners. I don't know if I necessarily agree with that. I think quarterback, they always – I don't think they ever underestimate the quarterback position in Green Bay, but did they underestimate Jordy Nelson? Yeah. Randall Cobb? Yeah. Devontae? Probably up until about 2020, 2019, I would say yeah. So I guess to say Georgian, yeah, I think the national media does underestimate non-quarterback Packers, no doubt about it. Because I think it's always been, well, Favre made these guys, and Rodgers made these guys, and blah, blah, blah. And I don't know if that same thing will happen with Jordan Love, but the coach gets underestimated. Mike McCarthy was vastly underestimated, where Sean Payton wasn't, Mike Tomlin didn't. Because of Aaron Rodgers. So, don't know if that same... I don't think Jordan Love's personality is going to take as much oxygen as what Aaron Rodgers did. But there's no doubt nationally, I think people... It's an easy way. And what I found out, and Jason, you can correct me if I'm wrong. A lot of lazy folks when it comes to media-wise. It's, what's the storyline? What's going to get clicks? And I'm going to hammer that. I'm guilty of that. I read clicks. But when it comes to this, I do think the storyline is great quarterback. They should be fine, and then we'll see how it goes. That's how the national media typically has covered the Green Bay Packers. And with that, that's why nobody's on this list. So, Georgian in Florida, yeah, I think you've covered it. I do.
Is Georgian the person's name, or are they a native of Georgia who moved
to
Florida?
No, I think I read it as somebody from the Peach State, that reorganized down to the Gator State. That's what I anticipate.
Okay, so they're keeping their anonymity by not disclosing their actual name. They're just the Georgian in Florida.
That's how I read it as well.
Put your name on it. Put your name on it.
They did. They're Georgians.
They didn't. That's not their name. That's their That's their previous location. Just saying. Okay. I just believe in putting your name on it. Like,
you know, that's a damn rare thing these days.
Like putting your name on Kohler Services, because that is a family name that everyone knows and knows that it's associated with great quality.
Indeed it is. And if you need a bath or shower remodel, turn to Kohler Services, family-owned business for 150 years. And you think of Wisconsin strong, premium, luxury brands, Kohler, top of that list. And Kohler is your Wisconsin manufacturer providing care for life. Right now, you can get 0% interest for 12 months on your Luxtone shower remodel. Visit KohlerServicesWI.com to request your free quote with fast, professional installation. Well, that is always included. Again, that's KohlerServicesWI.com.
We'll kick off the 11 o'clock hour in 2 minutes. Stick around. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.